The Garden of Illusion by Zdenka, read by Argentum Lupin. Once upon a time, there was a prince who came near to realizing the truths of the world. The master of illusion became aware of it. He called a flower maiden to him and said,
"If this prince remains where he is, he will discover that this world is only an illusion. Go to him and lead his mind astray."
The flower maiden went to the prince, where he sat beneath a tree with green leaves, and said to him, "I bloom with the joys of life. I have come to bring you what you desire." The prince, who was a proud and fierce warrior, said to her,
"I wish to have more glory than the other princes, and I wish for a maiden to love me more than she loves anything in the world."
The flower maiden said, "I will remain by your side and love you more than anything in the world. And while you possess me, you will have glory in the eyes of all." It was not difficult for her to speak as he wished, since she knew that to dwell in the world is to embrace suffering, and she loved nothing in it at all. And so he was turned aside from his path and remained in the world of illusion, like a chick that is trapped within the shell. The seasons turned, and once again the master of illusion called for her and said,
"If this prince remains where he is, he will discover that this world is only an illusion. Go to him and lead his mind astray."
The flower maiden went to the second prince, where he reclined beneath a tree covered in red flowers. She said to him, "I bloom with the sins of life. I have come to bring you what you desire." The prince, who was a subtle and clever leader, said to her,
"I desire power over the minds of others, and I desire secrets."
The flower maiden said, "I will remain by your side and teach you secrets, and while you possess me, you will have the power to rule the minds of others." She taught him the ways of the master of illusion and how he ensnares the hearts of men. The prince learned to ensnare others' hearts and rejoiced in knowing their secrets. And so he was turned aside from his path and remained in the world of illusion, like a tree that is strangled by a clinging vine. The waters of the river rose and fell, and the master of illusion called for her a third time and said,
"If this prince remains where he is, he will discover that this world is only an illusion. Go to him and lead his mind astray."
The flower maiden went to the prince, where he practiced his swordsmanship beneath a tree of flowers that were orange like flame. She said, "I bloom with the sorrows of life. I have come to bring you what you desire." The prince, who was a valiant and noble counselor, said, "I wish to excel at all things, and I do not need you or anyone to bring me what I desire." When the prince spoke, the flower maiden saw that beneath the helm and corselet, the prince was a woman. But she thought, too, that this prince would be no more steadfast than the others. So the flower maiden sang forth the prince's reflection from the stream and set it to follow the prince. The prince recoiled from what her own reflection showed her, and where the truth was too painful, she desired to be deceived. And so she was turned aside from her path and remained in the world of illusion, like a swan caught in the thorns of a thicket. The flowers grew tall in the field and died under the sun's rays, and once again the master of illusion called for the flower maiden and said,
"If this prince remains where he is, he will discover that this world is only an illusion. Go to him and lead his mind astray."
The flower maiden went to the prince, who was hanging upside down in a tree that bore blossoms white as snow. She said to the prince, "I bloom with the hopes of life. I have come to bring you what you desire." And the prince looked at the flower maiden upside down and asked her, "But what do you desire?"
"No one has ever asked me that," said the flower maiden very quietly.
The prince jumped down out of the tree and said, "Why should you not have what you desire as much as anyone else?" The flower maiden bowed her head.
"I have served the desires of others for long ages."
She smiled at the prince as beautifully as she knew how.
"But I have offered to grant your wish, and you have not yet told it to me."
"Do you truly have to grant what I desire?" asked the prince,
tilting her head as if she did not like that much. "As long as I serve my brother, the Master of Illusion."
"Then," said the prince, "it is my desire to set you free."
And the flower maiden wept.
At last she said, "I know the way that leads from this world, where my brother holds sway, for I have stood across it for many long ages. But I am afraid to take it by myself."
"If you show me the way," said the prince, "I will go first." The prince offered her hand to the flower maiden, and after a long time, the flower maiden took it. Hand in hand, they left the world of illusion and were seen no more. As they passed from the world, it was changed, like a pool of water wherein falls another drop of water. What happened then is another story, or perhaps it is the same story, only told in another time and another way. The end.